And welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we're going to be yapping about everything under the sun. And guys, Phoebe has a new hat on. Tell me about the new hat, Phoebe.
I've actually worn this hat before on a Patreon.
Oh, you have?
Yes, it's my really Noah Kahan hat.
Ah, it looked unfamiliar to me, but I now understand. And Phoebe is wearing a hat, and that is to remind her that she has to send me her design for the, you guessed it, hat collection we're dropping as soon as we can. So she has to send it to me today because you guys could be wearing Pretty Little Podcast hats. We just figured it was about time you release a hat collection. So you're welcome
in
advance.
Because we're both in our hat era.
Because we're both in our hat era. And really what that is...
It's really my hat renaissance.
It's your hat renaissance. I think I come out of the woodwork just about every fall, winter and start wearing hats. But like, I'm kind of strictly a fall, winter hat girl, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't really... But since I found out I look good in trucker hats, who knows? Like, honestly, who knows what 2025 brings?
This hat isn't my favorite because it kind of like...
It's like foamy in the front.
It's like, and it like kind of puffs up in the front, which I don't like. It looks better when I have headphones on because it's pushing it down more.
And that's just like, it's like the more I do a podcast, the more I'm like, I just look better with headphones on. Okay, we're taking pics. Does anyone have a pair of headphones? Preferably Apple headphones and a mic? No. Okay, well then... Yes, I'm not in the pick because I want to control my look. I want to control my aesthetic.
The Steelers hat that I have is my favorite hat so far.
Ah, nice. Well, the Steelers Tacoma win yesterday. Did you see what Najee Harris said after the game?
Yeah, it was so funny. Guys. He said, well, he had this. He there was one run of the game where he was like, looked like he was running in slow motion a little bit.
Yeah.
And looked like he was in pain. And someone asked him about it after because he started playing like fine after that. And he was like, yeah, Pat Freiermuth's girlfriend brought us some some banana pudding from Thanksgiving that was fire. And it affected me a little bit more than I thought it did.
He's like, so I'm blaming that.
Until I was, yeah.
Next question.
It didn't so matter. Funny. It didn't end up mattering because.
Did not we won. Matter. There's something. Okay, so not me stumbling upon. And did you watch it? I stumbled upon a video of a player for the Rams doing the what is this feeling dance on TikTok. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did you look at his whole page?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I looked at his whole page. And I can't remember his name now because I didn't really focus
on
that.
But I love him.
But I love him. And if you guys are on TikTok and you can think of a Rams player, it's probably him because he also has all these videos of him like singing and playing. He's just like a sweet little dude who like happens to be this like monster in the field. And so now I'm a Rams fan. So like Anthony's filling me in on like the whole day and like all of the, well, actually you want to know something else is that I was watching the Steelers game with Anthony and I said, Najee Harris, he takes ballet. And he said, he probably I don't know, but he did, and I'm going to botch this, and like Anthony's not here, so he's not going to yell down and correct me, but apparently there is a former Steelers player who like is
Troy
one of the
Polamalu.
Most. No, it's not him. I don't remember if it was his name.
But
it was,
he did do ballet.
Well, it was someone else who like attributes like all of his success to ballet. And I think it's like, I mean, you can tell like the footwork, how light they are on their feet. They always know where their feet are going to be. They really do mean it when they say ballet is like the basics. You got it. Everyone should go to ballet. It doesn't matter if you're going to be a dancer. I don't care if you're going to be a mathematician. You should go to ballet just so you have some respect for what we're doing out here in our leotards. They're not comfortable. Also, can I say something to all the girls I grew up with going to musical theater intensives? Shut up. You did not think your leotards were comfortable. I prefer wearing a leotard. No, you don't. Shut up. You're saying that because you like looking at yourself in a leotard, not because you like how it feels.
I don't know much about a leotard. I think I've only ever been in one once.
Really?
Maybe twice.
Well, it's never too late for a third time. For that magic third time. You never know what could happen that magic third time you put a leotard on.
Nothing I'm interested in.
Well, how could you know? That's all I'm saying. How could you know? How was Thanksgiving, Fee? I think you've got lots to tell us, lots to fill us in on.
Thanksgiving was good. We didn't quite bring home the W we were hoping for.
But you didn't bring home an L, so.
Yeah, we got second place.
But again, which if you saw fine. The graphic on our Instagram, Mom has been quoted saying, so second place is for losers. So if you've seen the video, then you can understand why the second place did feel like bringing home an L, although it technically
And you
isn't.
Literally, I mean, I it was so funny when they brought over the envelope because, you know, I could tell Mom's that like, the woman who was bringing it over thought that she was like going to make our Thanksgiving. Like it would be so.
Okay,
like,
so is it her first year?
Well, why would she feel like there's this vibe that like went like
that this is for fun.
Placing is fun enough when you're doing all this for fun. And the look on Mom's face when she saw the two before the envelope was even in her hands. I mean, it was like it. Was
She's like give it to somebody else. Was, if you're not first, you're last.
It's like the woman was like pointing a gun at Mom. Like it was literally
like,
no.
She's like slowly advancing. And with a gorgeous facial spa prize also. Like a great prize.
She's holding the envelope. Her fingers are already making a two for the picture. So that like she's just holding it up and it's just like a two.
Girl, you don't have to tell anyone. Also, that's the thing that's hilarious is no one would have to know that it was second place.
She could just cover two and hold it.
You could literally not even hold it. It could just be like, that's what we should have done the year we didn't place, which was crazy, by the way. If you guys have seen the pictures at this point, then you know how crazy that was.
I think we've just decided. I've decided. We may have started the like uptick and we're the trailblazers,
mm-hmm.
but now people are starting to learn how to build off of what we already built. So we have to pivot a little bit.
What is that quote? I think it's if you build it, they will come. So we built it and people are showing up.
And they came.
And they are showing up with some great, I mean, we talked a little bit about our rival Thanksgiving family.
I wonder if they know we're rivals. They must.
We find out they listen to this podcast and that's actually how they decided to take us down this year. They've been like studying. They're like, okay, we can tell from the amount of times these girls have said the word wicked in the past year, that is what the card is going to be. So let's go left field. Let's go Oregon Trail. Let's go to something totally freaking different.
How the morning started though.
Walk us through.
Honestly, like everything went super smooth. Shock. Building went super smooth, putting everything on. It did start to drizzle a little bit, so we had to like decorate and then put the thing on top. And then I painted myself green. Everything's looking great. KK is up and dressed.
and why? Why was she up and dressed? Because usually, guys, you know KK, usually we have to drag her by her feet out of bed. G-Daddy is up there like, Kay, come on. The girls are counting on you. Like, and she's like, ugh. And she's so annoyed she used to do it. And then she shows up and like is the belle of the ball, of course, and whatever. But like, it's definitely a whole procedure to get her there. So you're telling me she was like ready and waiting?
She was excited this year. I don't know what it was, but she was excited. And so we get in the cart. We're like, okay, we have to go. It's time. Mom, of course, always wants to take pictures at the house. And we're like, no, Mom, we need to go.
Which is crazy
because pictures there.
Her whole vibe that morning is not like, we have time to take pictures at the house before we go. Like, her whole vibe is like, but then I'm running like, the ship like the fucking Navy.
Then it's like 9:55 and I'm pulling out of the driveway. And she's like, wait. Okay, everybody. It's like, we don't have time for everybody to line up. And so then I
and like, God forbid you show up 30 seconds late and they don't judge the car. It's your head.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm driving this year. No.
Then I put pedal to the metal, like literally pedal to the metal of this golf cart. We're going generously a mile an hour at this point. And I'm like, no way the structure is this heavy. And part of me at first was also like, it's just like how fast golf carts go. And I've been like stupid this entire time. But like Lily and Emmeline are flanking the golf cart. Like saunter, like they are having to slow
they're
down their
regular.
They're
walking the way that they like to walk. And it's too fast. And that's saying something, you guys.
They're like, they're going below a saunter. And they're still like having to hang back. And so I'm like,
why didn't they start pushing?
Well,
oh, I was Phoebe's like, well, we'll get there.
I was like, Emmeline, I need you to run up to the judges and tell them what's happening.
You're like, Emmeline, please, basketball. Okay, treat this like a drill, okay? You're at practice and they said, you better get there, you better run. She took off in the Glinda dress.
And she's calling her mom trying to explain, this is classic Georgia Connell. Emmeline goes, the cart's going really slow.
Well, it's a golf cart. Is that what they said?
No. Mom goes, well, can she go faster?
Mom's like, well, tell Phoebe to fucking slam on it.
Emmeline's like,
call me.
Like, mom, did you think that Emmeline was silently observing how slowly and carefully I was driving the cart, and she decided to call you and say, hey, guys, Phoebe's going really slow.
I'm a little
up there.
Concerned about Phoebe. She's going, and no, I'm walking normally and she can't hear me. That's how far behind me she is. I think she doesn't really want to do this. She's not really bringing like a winning spirit this morning, is all I'm saying. Question also, wait, you said Emmeline called her mom. Emmeline called our mom? Or our mom ripped
they were together.
Out of her mom's hand. Probably both. Okay.
Probably all of the above.
Okay.
And so Emmeline like runs up ahead and we're getting progressively slower. Like the cart is going to come to a stop essentially.
Oh my God.
And we've only gotten to like the stop sign.
Is KK in the car?
Twin Hills. Yeah. Crazy. KK is driving Twin Oaks. And
you're like, KK, get out.
All right. Let's get out.
Start pushing.
I looked at Lily in her flying monkey costume, and I was like, okay,
pick us up and start flying.
I was like, okay, Lily, like, I know you're gonna be mad if I say that I'm not gonna get out and help push, but like, I'm gonna keep my foot on the gas, and I might need you to start pushing.
Well, also, someone has to steer it. You might have forgotten about that part,
right? And people are like passing us and they're like so excited. And I'm like, is it not clear to everybody else in the world that I am going 0.2 miles an hour?
Well, you like, know, sometimes we have to drive that slow because otherwise like everything will come flying off the car.
Will fall off.
So they might have thought it was a choice. And they're like, she should have left earlier.
then we turn the corner. We get to like where you would. You know, my fear was getting on the main road and the cart actually dying. So yeah. I was like, we have to stop. I just stopped at the front of the parade. So
the main road where,
the
by the way, I mean, again, speed limit's 15, but
there are real cars on the road. And that was the fear.
There are cars that are not topped with a 6-foot Wicked Witch of the West hat. Okay? Exactly. There are cars that don't have a ton of pink balloons and green tulle flying around them and flying monkeys dancing around the car.
And a green painted driver. A green painted driver. And I see mom and Liney like come down the other path, you know, down closer to the main street. And mom like comes up and she's like, so what's going on? Can you, Fee, how fast are you trying to go? And I was like,
I hope you said, mom, you hop in and try.
I was like, it's not going. So this guy comes over and he's like, ah, this happens sometimes. And I was like, oh, it does.
Not to
then
us.
Why would you, why would you give this cart to them?
Not to us on Thanksgiving.
And so he just had to hit a button and then go over to the little golf cart place, hit another button, and then we were good to go. Wow. But it was, you can imagine the stress.
Yes,
and it was
course.
Nice because we did have like, and we learned a little something that we need to keep in mind later.
Okay.
And I think this is part of why we didn't place that 1 year.
Can you guys remind us of this next
so
year?
It was nice because we got to actually kind of watch them judge the cart. Normally, like, we don't know who the judges are when they're walking around because the judges came over to help and to judge and, like, get it all done. And she was, like, searching for our cart number.
Mm-hmm.
And the year we did the truck, our cart number was invisible. And so there are numbers on all the club cars.
You know what?
The Oregon Trail people who had, like, a literal structure that like slipped onto the golf cart, like,
wow,
like a glove.
Like a glove.
They constructed it so that you could see the club number easily.
Mm.
And I think that was probably part of it.
Yeah.
But we just, we got to start. And I think we also, we have to start going bigger, but I think we also need, we can't just put something on the top and then like have like just decorations on the bottom.
It's well, gotta be. I thought, to be fair,
cohesively and consistently.
Sorry, everyone. Epic. I did think there was going to be more happening. Maybe if I was there, it would have. But what I'll say is I thought we were having a massive broomstick coming out of the bottom of the golf cart. And that was going to be like the head. Like, you know what I mean? I think that would have added a lot. But they nixed that. I also, I'm going to give another critique. It's not to you. I just think the hat wasn't big enough. It didn't have the same. The brim was massive. Okay. But the actual hat, I don't think was big enough. It didn't have like the wow factor that it's had in the past when we have something like humongous. But it wasn't, as mom was saying, we usually do like the face of the golf cart. So we didn't do that. And maybe, I don't know what we could have done. I mean, you literally painted yourself green. What more do they want? But next year we gotta think big to be big. And that's a quote from another amazing movie musical, Hairspray.
Have you guys ever been to the Charleston Children's Museum?
Have we ever talked about it? Because I feel like if we haven't, how sad.
It's the best place on earth. And I wonder, like, I would love to rent it out one day when I'm wealthy enough.
Imagine the party we could throw as adults in the Charleston Children's Museum.
Guys, let me walk you
through.
It has
like a castle that has like.
Like a real castle.
Well.
Rooms.
Not a real castle, but it feels like a real castle. It's inside this museum. Okay. And it's like. You can, crawl around. I mean, it is crawling, but you can crawl around and there are like little secret rooms and like.
It's sick.
It's really fun. It has two multiple levels.
And then you go into another room and there's a massive fisher boat.
Massive.
And it's like there's water and there's all this stuff you can do in there. And then there's a grocery store.
Yes.
What else is in there? Were those the three main ones?
Those were the ones that like we definitely, there was like an art room. And I think some of the exhibits, okay. Sorry to any artists out there. Phoebe does not respect that.
Well, it's like when you go to the Children's Museum in Pittsburgh, which is, I would also rent that one out.
Some people get married there. Maybe you'll get married there.
No, I probably won't get married there.
What?
But I do need to like,
go
I
there.
Go.
Okay, we need to plan for when you're home that we are going to the Monsters
to the
Inc.
Science Center
exhibit, and Kelly wants to come too. So
because I also want to see in the Science Center around Christmas time. I want to see their train set.
Okay, so do I have permission to just book tickets?
Yeah, I don't know when I'm coming home yet though.
Well, I'll book it for like later in December. But do I have permission to just book it, and then I'm gonna tell you the date, and you have to clear your schedule. Cool.
Yes.
Guys, we're going to the Monsters, Inc. exhibit. I used to want to work at Pixar. Well, yeah, but I mean, Mike Wazowski's on the billboard, so come on. And are you going to wear your Mike Wazowski outfit or costume?
No, Lily threw it away.
Guys, my beauty room, my glam room, my dressing room is coming along great. I'm going to give you a little update, okay? The vanity looks so great, and I got those little organizers, just like those TikTok videos I love to watch. Don't you love watching restocking videos?
I do.
I don't actually desire to ascribe to that level of capitalism and things, but it does something for me.
But I hate the Stanley Cup ones.
Yeah, those two. I hate
those. Because those ones, like at least with like your fridge, when someone's organizing their fridge and like doing the packaging and everything like that, it's like this I can deal with.
I can get behind.
In terms
I can
believe
of like, it.
I can understand this level of
you have
consumerism.
More kids. You're packing lunches. You need snacks for like I get that.
And I understand wanting to have an organized fridge. And, like, I get it. The Stanley Cups
I think it's
snacks. And it's just, like, a little... And the little, like, mini Stanley... keychains on your Stanley?
I know.
Guys,
I know. Well,
what
that's
are
what,
we
like,
doing?
And we've got the whole tray around. And they're putting, like, all kinds of things they need. And they're like, get ready with me for a hot girl walk. And I'm like... How far are you getting with that? And like, you're going to be eating these snacks the entire time. You have like every kind of like device. Like you have a phone. Like where are you walking? I think it's crazy. And not to mention that whoever's filming that is 22 years old. So that's the other thing. Like, I need you to at least be a mom who's like, kids are at school, enjoying myself, little treat. That I'd be like, okay, girl, work. But the 22 year olds, are you kidding?
I did though buy a coat. I bought a coat. I actually bought a lot of things this weekend, but I did namely buy a coat. I told.
What kind of coat?
Like an overcoat, but it's like a pea coat, but it's long. So I think it's an overcoat, but it's like a camel hair coat.
We're gonna match.
And I told Lily and Emmeline this weekend while we were shopping, I was like, I'm on the hunt for this. I want to give off the energy in my clothes that Aubrey Plaza gives off in Happiest Season. That's what I want.
Okay.
She has this coat in that, I think. I might be making it up, actually. But I'm pretty sure she has this coat. I think I just want to, like, give chic. Like, going to Christmas Eve Mass, I want to... Or, like, coming home... Is it for the holidays, like, in a Hallmark movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to give. I feel like I'm going to be 24 when I go home. I want to look like I'm 24, not like I'm 17.
Work. I so am why constantly I this coat. Trying to look way younger. Way younger.
I also got... You won't even believe. I actually got the closest thing I've ever found to a Rory Gilmore / When Harry Met Sally sweater.
Ah. Let me see.
Let me take off the sticker.
I thought you were going to say, let me take off my clothes.
I don't want... I don't want anybody to see how small this is.
Yeah, they might start feeling bad. Where did you get it?
Old Navy.
Nice. I did see Free People has one that's like an exact replica, but it's probably... Oh my God, that's a great one. Yeah, girl. That's like perfect. Good find.
And it's quilted on the front and the back.
Ah, love, love, love.
Which you don't always find,
no,
by the way.
No, it's usually only the front. That like... What is that? A cable knit? What is that?
Yes. It's like... I wanted, it's like a cross, that specific one is like a cross between Rory Gilmore, Billy Crystal and When Harry Met Sally, and Chris Evans and Knives Out.
Yes, that's
which is
exactly
like everybody's
right.
dream, like fisherman.
That's everybody wants this.
Exactly, and I found it. And
okay,
I freaking
well,
found
good
it.
For you, I'm so proud of you. Let's see, what did I get this weekend? Well, we are going to be matching because you know I have a coat that's exactly what you described. And I went out and got, because I was going to see Amber's family in a show, okay? And I was like, yes. I have to look okay when I go to do this. So I was like, the only, like, nice coat I have right now is this camel, like, you know, kind of oversized, like, wool coat. And it's great, but it has all these, like, little pillings and shit on it. It just, like, doesn't look nice. So I run to Michael's.
By the way, guys,
she was
not saying peelings in a Whitney Rose
No,
accent.
I literally meant the word pilling, okay? Pilling. I know it's like nails on a chalkboard, but that is what I'm saying. And I went and got one of those little fabric shavers, okay? And I used to have a Conair one, and I loved it. It was great, but I lost the little thing that goes over it to keep all the shavings inside. So it really became a huge mess. So I thought, I need a new one. I could buy the one I've already had. Or, aha, at Michael's, there was a Singer brand fabric shaver. Now, if you don't know, Singer is like a sewing machine brand. So I was like, this is going to be much higher quality. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I didn't think it was the same, if not worse, honestly.
That's
but
so
whatever.
Upsetting.
I shaved it as much as I could. And I did it some more the next day. And I'm going to take it to get dry cleaned. And I think it should be good as new. But
where's
I had that
from?
And then... It's from Express. And then I was like, I need a black one because this one also just like shows everything. I need a black coat. So I looked at Zara, which fun fact, I've actually never ordered anything from Zara, which I feel like is kind of
I feel
a
like
surprise.
I haven't either.
It
feels like a lot of work
it.
To go in there and well, figure out like what I actually like in there.
Do you,
know you
have
I mean?
A Zara in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay, moving. The thing is, if I had one here, I'd be in there all the damn time.
Well, now that there's a Von Maur's at South Hills, maybe they'll get a Zara next.
Yeah, but Zara, well, that would be so great. It would be so
great.
We
would become, we'd be the new Ross Park, frankly.
We would be we'd be the new Mall of America, Phoebe. Not just Ross Park.
No, 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 not Mall of America.
Thinking with a limited point of view.
King of Prussia.
Well, yeah. Why is it called that?
I have no clue and I've never even been.
And guys, don't come for us if that's something we should know. We don't know a lot of things that you think we should know. Anyway, so I went on, Zara had it in black and it was on sale for less than $100, which those coats are usually like very expensive if they're nice. So I got it and honestly, I love it. So we both bought coats. Look at us.
Well, they're so in right now. It felt very adult. And also, I have a coat that I do like, But I just realized that, like, it's not like a, like, I can't, if it's cold during my work retreat, like, I can't wear that coat.
Yeah.
I need like a nice
something that
and
looks,
it's got like a thin lapel, nice buttons. But Mimi did tell me before I got it that she thought I should get it in black. But I like the color that I got.
See, I love the camel. Now I feel like I need a black one, but it's because I have the camel. Like, then it's like, next I'm going to want a gray one. But these are coats you'll have forever. Like, if you, you know.
Well, I hope. I got mine from Old Navy. So who's to say? But
who's to say? Well, I'm wearing
everything at Old Navy. 50% off.
Wow. Well, right now, today, Cyber Monday, Urban Outfitters is 40% off your entire purchase. There were some good, I feel like shopping was like back this year with the sales.
I agree. Nice. But I do think a lot of the Cyber Monday sales, and they were actually talking about this on the news this morning, about how they're trying to make, they're trying to kind of, I think retail's kind of trying to reverse Black Friday and Cyber Monday's roles of like, I feel like Cyber Monday used to have good sales, but like pretty typical sales. Mm-hmm. And Black Friday was like the intense sale. And now I think they're warming people up with Black Friday week and weekend. And then there have been, I feel like the sales today have been a lot better.
Well, I always think Cyber Monday is better. But I think part of that is because Black Friday was so historically like an in-store kind of thing. So it was like, we weren't really doing online shopping. There probably wasn't even a Cyber Monday. So it was like, it was always just Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday. And I still think, I felt like some stores were trying to do things where it's like, Aerie, for example, I didn't spend enough to get it, but they were doing a thing where if you like spend $120, you get this like really nice blanket. And so I think they're trying to do things to incentivize people to like come into the store again on Black Friday. And then like the deals online on Cyber Monday are different maybe. But I feel like we're having this return to in-person things in a way that we haven't really seen as much. And I love it. Movies, I mean, hello.
Movies are back.
Wicked got Amber in the movie theater. She has not been to a movie like since COVID. I'm not kidding. That's true. She came to my birthday party, 10 Things I Hate About You, when we rented out the theater.
I know that you thought Gladiator was really long, and I'm sure it was, and it wasn't probably as enjoyable as Wicked. But Wicked plus Gladiator and then plus Moana 2.
Yeah.
I think that these have been the biggest like 3 weeks for in-person movies in like years. And I think it's really good for movie culture.
I do too.
It's really exciting. I mean, I remember going to Distenta when we were kids, and every theater basically was a different movie.
Yeah.
And that theater is massive, guys. There are like 20 theaters in there.
That was also the theater we would go in, and we would movie hop. We would go in, we'd buy a ticket.
It's so easy.
Because you also didn't have to reserve seats. So you'd buy a ticket to like whatever PG-13 movie, and then you would just go into the scary movie that you couldn't buy tickets for without an adult. That's how my friends tricked me lots.
Mom used to hate that movie theater, but now she actually likes it.
Really?
Like, she would rather go Cinemark you go to is her number one, but
she hasn't told me that.
Yeah, showed me that the other day, and I think it's because the movie experience that we had on Thanksgiving was like actually so, it was like culture shock.
She did mention like, how terrible it was.
I haven't been in a theater like this.
Perhaps it is Thanksgiving the holiday, because guys, our Thanksgiving tradition used to be that we would go see a movie on Thanksgiving, and it would be like a Christmas movie. Usually I think the last time we really did it was Frozen, which was such a great Thanksgiving movie. Honestly,
we also saw, what was that good little cartoon movie we saw about like Jack Frost, but he was like a little, it was like a kid, it was animated, and there were like a bunch of like there were a bunch of like legends in it. I feel like they told the story of like all these like, whatever, I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, I don't
but
know. I'm sorry.
It was, Dad really liked it.
Huh.
Dad also is on the Shaboozy train, everybody, just like every other dad in America.
Wow.
After football this weekend.
Wow, okay.
Multiple times he's brought Shaboozy up to me.
I don't need to hear my dad say the word Shaboozy.
It's like word vomit for him. It's like, he's like, and Fee on Twitter, everybody's talking about Shaboozy. They're like, how did he not win a CMA last year?
Oh my God.
I'm like, Dad, Dad, you didn't know what the CMAs were until I feel like you've read that tweet. Like, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like, this is bullshit. wait, what was I just saying? Oh, maybe it's just like
movies,
the culture on Thanksgiving, because guys.
No. It was not that.
Okay,
I think that probably would have made it. There would have been other parts that would have been unenjoyable about the experience because of that. But it was the theater. And I think it was also, this theater used to feel nice when we were kids. Like, I feel like we would go and it was like good vibes. Mm-hmm. We felt like it was like this fancy theater with the outdoor.
I used to love going to that theater. So I was shocked to hear you say that.
But the we've been spoiled with the reclining seats and how much. It's not even like, I don't necessarily even need a recline. Like, it honestly made me even miss the Galleria.
Well,
because even though the seats they put in the Galleria suck,
yeah,
the space that you have, the footprint of the chair.
You have more space.
And
but
the leg room. And in this theater, it was true. It was like almost, the seats were almost as close together as they would have been in the old Galleria. And it was so hot. Oh, it was terrible.
Well,
it was terrible.
I did go to the Galleria this weekend and I saw Gladiator 2. And I just want to say, Wicked is a 3-hour movie and I could have sat for three more. It didn't feel like 3 hours at all. Gladiator is a 3-hour movie. Felt like 300. Felt like the longest movie I ever saw in my life. How many women in the movie? One. Of course, one.
Doesn't something bad happen to her?
She dies. Of course she dies. And that's not
a
spoiler.
She's in it for like a couple seconds, right?
There are two women. They both die. And it's, but you know what? That is the theme of Gladiator, death. Lots of it. In that one, lots of it.
How'd everyone look?
Everyone, and meaning Paul Mescal, looked fine.
Pedro
Pascal. He looked
fine
too, but he wasn't like shirtless the whole time like Paul Mescal was. Like, I don't think he was really supposed to be like a heartthrob that much. Paul Mescal, I like, there's something, and maybe it's that I know he's like, I know exactly who he is now, and I think he's like a pretentious guy, pretentious actor type, that I now am like, not hot to me. Like, and I honestly have never really thought he was that good looking. Like, I don't know what it is. I think I've always just thought he was like a skinny white dude, and like now he's kind of built, but like you still got skinny white dude energy. Skinny white dude in an acting class. That's the energy Paul Mescal brings to the room. I'm sorry, it's true. Like, look at the girls he dates. It's also clear there. Like, those are the girls that he's into. The girls that are a little bit different. You know what I mean? And
Gracie Abrams is like one of the Delaney characters.
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Pretty Little Podcast at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Pretty Little Podcast for 15% off today.
Yes. And like,
speaking
love her.
Of which, my favorite Delaney sketch, like things that she's been doing recently, are with that guy. And she's like, guy and girl in a rom-com who are like best friends, but like aren't in love with each
other.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And they'll play through this whole thing, and then Love Song by Sarah Bareilles starts to play, and they like are like throwing food at each other, and like they are so funny, and they're edited so well. She is hysterical. It's so creative.
She really is, and it's just the line readings are so perfect. But that's how I feel about Paul Mescal. Like, I just, ever since, the whole time, all I could think was like, okay, here I am. Like, it just reminded me of when I was in Macbeth and like there was sword fighting and stage combat and all the men acted like they were curing cancer. And I was like, you're literally pretend sword fighting. Like, get a grip. You don't look cool. You're not in costume. You're in your freaking too long basketball shorts and worn out Converse pretending to fake sword fight while speaking Shakespeare. There's nothing hot about this. Okay. And that comes with years in the biz. That mentality, girls, if you're not there yet, you'll get there. Don't worry. It just comes with years of being burned by these kind of men. And unfortunately, Paul Mescal has burned me now by saying that content is a filthy word. Let me tell you, it's filthy. Gladiator, the dirt under their nails. Ah! I just like, yeah, I just, that's how I felt about it. So I don't know. Maybe that was why I just wasn't like drooling at the screen the whole time and like, give me more, give me more, give me 3 more hours. It's because I'm mad at him, but I don't know.
Do you watch Madison Humphrey on TikTok?
No. Who is that?
She's the girl who will like recreate cringy videos of like people doing baby reveals and like.
No, I've not
seen You'd probably her. Recognize her, but she did one that I just saw. And sometimes when I see her video, not the original first, I'm like, no way.
I have had that experience. Where
I was like, no way this is. Well,
like
you
no
have
one posted this. Please.
But I know exactly. I'm like, there's no way that there is an original that you have. This is too crazy for you to have like figured out.
And I can't imagine anything more embarrassing than making a video and then getting a comment and on then it having that says, her. Is this the original?
No.
I know. I'm saying, if I were to make a video and someone were to comment and say, is yes, this the original? Yeah. You'd never see or hear from me again.
No, that's so true. Well, the one that she did today was of a baby reveal. And the caption was like, when the mother-in-law like ruins the baby reveal. And it's like they do the canon and it like reveals the gender of the baby. And the mom starts like screaming. The son's mom starts screaming. And then before he can hug the wife, the mom like runs up and like, who Jews the son, and like they fall onto the couch, like all of this is happening, and then this is where I'm like, no way, this has to be exaggerated, this can't be how the actual video is,
right?
And then I found the original and it is that way, and then I watched the whole original and the wife confronts the mother-in-law, and they're British, which makes this so much better. That. They're like Cockney British, you know? Exactly. And
Mother,
she's like,
what are you doing?
You just ruined this moment. Like all of a sudden you get to and the mom says, you get to hug him every day. And she like doesn't, and then she's like, why is everybody ganging up on me? Why is everybody like, why is everybody mad at me now? Everybody in the sun is like trying to keep the peace. Oh my God, it was great. And then everybody's tagging Madison, the girl who makes the videos, and then that's how it always happens. And if I ever post TikTok and Madison's tagged in it, deleting it, it's
same,
gone. It's gonna be
same effect as is this the original? Okay, same effect.
Exactly. It's
same
gonna
effect.
Be erased from my digital footprint.
100%. Okay.
What else do you have note?
Did I talk about the immersive seats at the movie theater?
No.
Okay. So guys, Phoebe was saying like, now that we're just so spoiled, like we're so spoiled with our seats that recline and all this stuff. Well, she might not be able to see a movie in one of those chairs ever, or in a chair that doesn't recline, but I don't know if I will be able to see a movie in a chair that doesn't shake the shit out of me. Okay, because listen, y'all, I didn't know what a D-box seat was. And I thought it just meant like more comfy. And it was like luxury, love it, and bougie. So I got the tickets. Never could have guessed.
For what movie?
Wicked. Never could have guessed what these seats would actually be. So we get there and I'm immediately like, okay, I guess these seats are comfortable. They don't lean all the way back, but like maybe I'm just missing something here and like this is more comfortable. It's more comfortable if they don't go all the way back. Maybe I'm wrong. And then there's like not a tray, and nowadays that doesn't really work for me. So I was like, okay, what? Have I made a massive mistake? I then see there's only one cup holder. And I like to put my Diet Coke in one and all my napkins in the other. No, there's only one. I was like, okay. And I look and see, and there's this little remote that's like stuck to the other cup holder where the other cup holder should be. And I'm like pressing buttons. Nothing's happening. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I just go out and ask someone. I find someone who works there. And I'm like, hey, what are these like D-box seats? Like, what is the remote? They're like, oh, it's immersive. I was like, right. What does that mean? Like, I'm about to watch Wicked. Am I going to be in Oz? Like, what? He's like, yeah, they move. So the remote controls the intensity. Oh. So I go back in. I'm like, hey, guys, I just report to everyone in the group. The remote controls the intensity. They're like, of what? I'm like, don't know. Don't know. Just know they're immersive. So we sit down. The movie starts. The chair is like, I am in Herbie Fully Loaded. Like, we're like, room, room. And it is shaking. And the flying monkey is like, the chair is moving us all around. It's like, we feel like we are riding on the back of a flying monkey.
You're like, on
I put my hands up.
The Avatar game at Disney World, yes, in Animal Kingdom.
I've never been, but I can only assume. I literally was like, should I be putting my hands up? Does this have a seatbelt? The way that it was thrashing me around, I was like, I now understand why this doesn't lay all the way back, because you die. You'd be thrown out.
I really wish I hadn't clarified what movie you were seeing before this conversation.
So you could have thought it was Gladiator?
So I can picture you with Anthony's grandmother experiencing this for Gladiator.
It's like just swords coming out of the side of the chair, like stabbing us. We're like, ow! It's just what it is.
Anthony's grandma is like, oh, yes, this is fun.
She would have hated them. So I'm just like, okay, I guess this is like what it is now. They also are heated, but I couldn't figure out how to turn the heat on and off. So like, I was so hot. I'm like sweating in this chair. I cannot figure it out. I keep trying to turn it down, but then like the moving goes down and I'm like, well, if I'm going to be sitting in this chair, I want it to move. Like if I'm not going to have a tray and if it's not going to lean all the way back.
$40 for it.
Literally. So then I also forgot that I had also bought tickets to see Wicked on Thanksgiving with my friends. And I bought the same tickets, but I had done this before I experienced the D-Box seat. So I had to like send a text.
Wait, pause.
What?
Which time is this that you're seeing Wicked?
I've only seen it 3 times. Okay. But I was like, will adults like this? Who knows? So I text the group the morning of, and just want to let you know that the seats are immersive. they'll be shaking while we watch the movie, but you can control the intensity. So we get there. I mean, they were like,
no wonder people were agitated.
No wonder people were agitated
in that theater.
We were like laughing so hard. We could not believe it. Like, it's so fucking funny the way it shakes you. Like, and I started falling asleep because it was like a 10-10 showing. So I started falling asleep. And you know the part where the monkey like hits the glass?
Yes. Yes.
The chair's like, doom, and it jolts. I'm like, sorry. Ah! Like, it jolts me
sorry,
awake.
Just for the... I'm kind of wondering if like the person who rates movies fell asleep around that part of the movie and like didn't see it, and that's like, why it's rated
okay.
PG.
And that is or I thought you were going to say the person who was PG-13. Putting the movie together was like, well, yeah, there is that scary part. But I thought you were saying the person who's editing the whole movie together fell asleep at that point and was like, okay, so this is the point we need to put something here to make sure everybody is wide fucking awake. Yeah.
That would have been good.
It jolted me right awake. And then, yeah, we like had a little altercation in the theater. So it's never a dull moment.
But you got free tickets?
I did get 4 free movie tickets because the seats are more expensive. The girl was like, and those are like nice seats. So she gave us each 2 tickets. So like Anthony and I each got 2 because it's a more expensive ticket.
Oh my God.
And then I tell Kelly about it. And Kelly's like, that sounds so fun. So I'm going to have to do it again. That'll be my 3rd. Okay, I will have seen Wicked 4 times. 3 out of 4 times will have been in immersive seats by choice.
And I'm gonna want to see it in immersive seats when I get back.
Well, there's also like other movies that have D-Box seats, but of course I'll go again and again and again because.
But I do like the idea that you're showing up to the same theater like at least twice a week to see the immersive showing
in
of
immersive
Wicked.
And they're like, and how old is she? Can we check? Can we start checking her ID when she walks in? Because maybe she should be buying child tickets. Oh no, she's. Nope, she's a child she's 29.
And I mean, we were just a little bit thrown off by the phone books in her front seat of her car. and the boxes on her feet.
No, people still do that. People still sit on phone books because they can't reach the pedals.
Caroline's like that kid in Indiana Jones driving the taxi cab that has like bricks on his feet.
I mean,
so he can reach
real.
The pedals.
For real. Why do you think I'm always wearing platform shoes? Like
that's how I felt when I was driving the golf cart. I was like, do I just need to put a boulder on this gas pedal?
I mean, that's
pedal?
Why I sit on, have you ever noticed that I sit on the very edge of the, like the inch of leather seat before the ground, before the gold
hard
cement?
Let me tell you. I don't know if KK's ever missing another golf cart parade.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
We got off the golf cart and she goes, man, why haven't I done that every year?
Okay, you know who would love the immersive seats then? Is KK. Okay. She'd be like, wow.
She didn't love the feeling, I think, of being on the golf cart, but she loved the waving. And
well, I
the
love
pictures.
Seeing the videos of her
and the cheering.
Waving at everyone as though she was truly homecoming queen.
She was like, that's exactly how she felt.
So what are you going to do next year when like you're not, I guess you don't usually ride in it, do you?
No, I don't normally ride in it.
Mm. Well, how did you like riding in it compared to like, I was, you know, if I would have gone and I would have driven, you would have had to fly on a broomstick. So I don't know what you would have preferred, flying next to the cart on a broomstick or driving.
Right. Well, which I one? Do think there were two. Okay. I have two schools of thought about me being painted green and driving.
Okay.
One is, in theory, maybe I should have been walking around because I was painted fully green.
So people could really see. Yeah.
Exactly. But I do think that it was a fun thing when people realize that I was green driving. And I see like, them like take it.
They go
do a double take.
It's just
she's green.
You're green. And you said
and I say,
I am.
The amount of times when Lily walked into the house after I had like painted like half my face green, mm-hmm. she goes, "You're green." And I said, I am. The amount of times I did that entire day.
It's just so, I mean, wicked. If you haven't seen it yet, what the fuck are you
in
doing?
In case anybody's wondering, though, the paint came right off.
Good.
Came right off. And I didn't need, I didn't even need one whole tube. So thank goodness I ordered another one.
And what did
thank
I say?
Thank goodness I was so nervous.
I did say that. I told you that would happen. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is just me being considerate. When you're using talk to text in the car and you're like, blah, 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 and especially
Siri sends the most unfriendly text ever imaginable.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So sometimes I will like instruct her in the punctuation because I'm like, I don't want you taking liberties. I don't want you guessing how I would punctuate this because you're going to do it wrong. And whoever gets this text is going to be like, okay, Caroline is enraged. Like they're going to think that. So then you always have to say like, hey, can you, or like send another text saying like, sorry, I'm using talk to text if it sounds weird. And sometimes I'm just like, what does Siri think when I do that? Like when I say it's like, I'm apologizing for her for something she's doing to help me. It feels a little shitty, I gotta say. Can you relate?
Yes, I can't. Well, I can't exactly relate, but I can okay. in theory because I don't have CarPlay. So
right.
I'm not like doing that a lot. I normally just wait to get to my destination. However, I know how it feels to receive one. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad that it specifies when it's sent from Siri. With you, I can almost always tell. Like I can because it's like it'll be like, okay, period. And it's like, that's not a sentence. And Caroline wouldn't have written it like that.
I would literally never do that.
But that is how our dad texts. Our dad and the robot Siri text the same exact way.
Yeah. So then it's like, wait, is Caroline having dad send texts for her? Or is Siri? Oh, dad, you're right there. Okay. Phew. I noticed that because I was
Mom just sent us a map. Me and dad.
She said, buried treasure, see you at 5.
Buried treasure, see you at 5. That's so funny.
Anyway, what is the map? Are you going to say anything or?
It's just a somewhere. We need to go later.
It's just a somewhere. I'm not telling you guys because you'll probably show up. Anyway, I just think like I'm sending this message and then I'm like, hey, and by the way, apologize for what you're doing. And that feel like I'm like, is she aware that I'm
start,
like,
you're going to start voice texting and you're going to say, and by the way, the person, and guess what?
By the way. Yeah.
This is Siri talking. And I text like I'm the most unfriendly, unhappy bitch in the world.
And maybe she is because just think if I had Siri's job, and she's like, and this bitch is apologizing for me. I'll apologize if I want to apologize. That's what Siri said to me. Or that's what she would say if she wasn't under the iron thumb of Apple. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, like, I was thinking about that. You wrote in here, I can't go. I have a party next Thursday.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is another KK moment. KK had a couple really funny lines. And I can't remember all of them, but this is one that I specifically remember. Is that we got her a ticket to see Wicked with us at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. So we
well,
knew
that was your first mistake.
Chances were slim that she would go, but G Daddy wanted her to go.
Aww.
And we were all like, she didn't have anything to do. Like, it would be nice. And Liney's like in there trying to convince KK to go to this movie.
Like in hushed tones, like she doesn't want anyone to hear how bad KK like does not want to be seen in public with you guys. She's like, Phoebe still has the green tint.
Phoebe, she, no, but she did keep saying the entire day, and the green really does just become you.
And you know what's so funny is that when Kelly recently painted herself green, the time most recently, when she dressed as Disgust for her work Halloween party, people kept saying that to her. You look really good in green. The green paint actually looks really good. Yeah, well,
I
think
it makes your teeth look really white, I guess. But I did. I texted Kelly and I kind of, we were able to, like, confide in each other over that and have that shared experience. I texted her. I was like, I get why you're always painting yourself.
Don't ever do that again. Do not confide in my best friend.
You were on the text. You were on the text.
Either way.
But so we were talking about that, and she. G Daddy's in the other room, like screaming. He's like, "Hey, no, not screaming.
Screaming. How about you don't talk shit like that? How about no more character assassination on the pod?
No, he was just making sure everybody could hear him. He was like, "Hey, you should go. You should come on. You should go." And then I hear her tell Liney, she's like, because Liney's like, "What are you gonna do over there while we're at the movie? You're gonna be up anyway. All this stuff." And KK goes, "Well, you know, I have that party." And Liney's like, "You're not leaving here until Sunday morning." And she's like, "No, on Thursday I have that party. I can't go. I have a party Thursday and I have a party Saturday. I have to get ready."
What do you mean get ready? You're not even at your house, KK. What does she mean by that? I hope you asked for clarification.
Was she like, once, I guess she's mentally preparing herself to get her hair done and think about it. She can't have too many late nights, you know, et cetera,
well, I understand the mental prep. I do. I really
but don't. It is, there is something so funny about it being 7:30 on the Thursday before your other party on the following Thursday and saying, I have that party.
I'm like, work, you know, KK, you know, with two parties in 1 week. Okay, bitch.
I know. And she's traveling for one.
Okay, work. Sly. I think it's so funny. Actually, that's such a great like lesson from KK. If you don't want to go to something, just catch them off guard. Tell them, "Oh my God, I can't because I have that party next Thursday." And then everyone will be like, "What?" And be like, "So, I can't go." And then you just leave them with that and let them figure it out. Like, they'll be so like, "What the fuck?" That they won't even. Speaking of what the fuck, I saw another really great commercial. Have I told you about my commercial thing lately that I'm like, really, there are a couple commercials I'm loving?
Yeah, well, yes, I have a few as well.
I bet they're the same ones. I bet they're close because there are some objectively great commercials out there. So the first one, stop me if I've already talked about it. It's an Apple commercial. Have you talked about this?
I don't know if you, I think you just told me and someone. Okay. Else about it.
Guys, it's so good. Okay, it's an Apple commercial. Let me set the scene for you. It's this guy's birthday. He's got two kids. They come down. Dad, happy birthday. We love you. We got you gifts. The mom's like, "Oh shit, I have a lot to remember as the mom of this house, as the matriarch of this house. I forgot it was his birthday. Yikes, yeesh." That's what she's thinking. And you see it. It's written all over her face. So she, it's not in the script. It's all over her face. So she's watching this all happen. She gets out her phone. She's like, and you think she's like ordering something. I'm like, "Oh my God, same day delivery this fast. Ask girl, I don't know. I'm nervous for you." She's on her phone. She walks over. She goes, "And this is for you from me." And she puts her phone down in front of her husband and plays a slideshow of like memories of the past year, whatever. And he's like, "Oh my God, thank you." And it's like this really, really. And by the way, this would not work in our house. That would not be a sufficient gift for anyone in our house. Just so we're clear, don't get any ideas. I don't think that was supposed to be. Okay. So anyway. She's like, "Yeah, you're welcome." And he's like, "This is wow." Like, it brings a tear to his eye. And she turns around and the music changes to like a rap song. And she looks in the camera like, "Fuck yeah." And it's just like, she's like, "But beat him again." It's like such a good commercial. I love it. I think it's so fun. I can't stop telling everyone I know about it. So I guess I'm going to be getting another iPhone when mine dies. I'm sold. I'm which sold is on you, Apple, which is probably already happened. The other commercial that I'm loving, I just saw today for the first time. It's some type of like taco, maybe from Taco Bell or something like that. And it's talking about like how crunchy this is. And it says, "Watch out if you're eating this around people who are sensitive to crunch." Or it says like this commercial, if you're sensitive to crunch, whatever. And the whole commercial is these people biting into it and like the person next to them being like, like making eyes at them for their crunch. There's the best one though, is like it's an office setting. So someone's in a cubicle and takes a bite and it pans over to someone in another cubicle whose eyes get wide and she goes, "What the fuck are you doing? Shut the fuck up." And she like literally mouths, "Shut the fuck up." Oh my God. It's so funny. Like, and it's all just like really crunchy, but that's the commercial. And they're just like, "Shut the fuck up." And it's just like that's other so people funny. In the office who are like, "Oh my God," like getting so mad about the chewing. You will love
What's
it.
What's crazy
when you see
is
it.
I haven't seen either of those two commercials. The two commercials, actually, I can think of three commercials. The first is
not
also
us
an
being
Apple
a commercial.
Commercial
for commercials right now.
Commercials are back. Just like movies, commercials are back.
Yeah.
There's that commercial for Apple with their AirPods that are like this dad, like, this whole time, like, everything's muted. Like, the dad can't hear. He has hearing loss. And then on Christmas, he gets gifted the AirPods that are hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter's, like, learning to play the guitar and singing. And he puts the AirPods in. And he's, like, hearing all of this, like, fully for the first time. That's one commercial. So sweet. We'll do another tearjerker. This is a Chevy commercial where they're at, like, a grandpa's funeral. And they're all, like, talking to the son. They're talking to the like grandson and they're like, "Oh, like he was such a good man," like all this stuff. And then the dad like finds the grandpa's hat like hanging on like the coat rack and he touches it and he goes, "Hey, dad." And he's the idea is that like the son and the dad of the son and the thing in the commercial isn't like the grandpa.
Okay.
And so he's like, "Son, come here, like let's get out of this little," like it's like a wake, I guess, that they're at. And they go into the barn and find the grandpa's old Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns it on and he says, "You know what grandpa always used to call this?" And the son says, his favorite song. And then they just like drive around and look through the neighborhood at all the things the grandpa had built.
That's so
cute. And then
cute.
At the end of the commercial, they're like sitting there in silence and the son goes, "I want to be just like him." And the dad looks at him, because the dad at first is like, "He was so good at his hands. Like I was never as good at that stuff as he was." Uh-huh. And that's when the son says, "I want to be just like him." And the dad says, "You already are."
Oh,
actually like makes me want to, I'm going to cry thinking about it right now. So
okay,
there's
the
that
third
one
is a third. Can you give us and a freaking break?
The third one is funny. It's a Peloton commercial.
Okay. Mr. And Big falls off of it and dies.
It's the Watt brothers. What the fuck?
That happened, Phoebe. And just
is
like
that.
That
a commercial?
No, it's a plot line in And Just Like That. They kill Mr. Big with a Peloton. He has a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
They had to, like, recover from it. It was, like, bad press. Literally, it was this whole thing. They killed him in, like, the second episode or something, and he literally had a heart attack on a Peloton and fell off and died. That's
not
a joke.
That's not a joke.
Phoebe's like, "No way, that's a commercial." I'm like, worse. Worse is canon.
But this is, it's the Watt brothers, TJ and JJ, and they're like working out and they're like messaging each other on the app, like trying to beat each other's PRs the entire commercial. And they're like they're in a cycling class and you're seeing their points. So they're like, they're inching each other out the entire time. And then they like finally stop exercising and their mom texts them both and is like, "Who's up for a run?" or something like that. But it's cute because it's like going back and forth between them and they're like checking their phone and seeing their brother's stats and like getting frustrated and continuing to like run or whatever they're doing. I love anything the Watt brothers do. And I also found out mom's also a TJ Watt fan.
Oh, so you've got some competition.
And I'm like, "Okay, mom, get in line."
You're like, "Okay, mom, I better not see you see him. I better not see him see you, because if he sees you, game over for the rest of us."
Exactly.
Mom.
Speaking of football relationships, congratulations to Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen.
Congratulations, you two. You two crazy kids. Happy
you
for
two
you.
You two crazy kids. So cute. But here's what I will say. I hate the comments on the Instagram that are like, "And why haven't they gotten the same press as Taylor and Travis?" And I'm because
why
I'm
would
like, because
they?
Haley Steinfeld was in Pitch Perfect 2. Like, and
yeah, because
in an Apple
no,
TV
she was in
series.
Pitch Perfect 3, wasn't she? Was it number 2?
Oh, was there
oh,
a third?
You're right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
but I do think
third.
She was in 2.
I think you're right.
But she was in 2.
Because Haley Steinfeld made music for kids, kind of.
Well,
maybe not. There's another trend, though, that's happening with advertising that I wanted to comment on. I've noticed it twice now. There's a commercial with Adam Driver, but also the Las Culturistas boys have been doing ads like this. And it's so funny. These companies are just sending them reviews written by real people and having them read them, which is kind of hilarious. So Adam Driver is like reading one about like, I don't remember, it's like leftovers or something. And he's like, but if you think there's going to be any left for you, like you got another thing coming or something like crazy that he would never say, but it's like a review that somebody else wrote or whatever it is. And he's just reading it. And Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang have been doing it too for like towels or something. And I think it's a genius idea. I think it is such a good like marketing strategy. What I want to say is it reminds me of a piece that I worked on when I went to Broadway Theater Project, and I've maybe talked about it, but I don't know. It was called Dear Justin. Have I ever talked about this?
Not on here.
Okay, so I went to the Broadway Theater Project, and the first day we have like auditions, and they're placing you into these numbers that they will do at the end of the whole intensive. It's like this 3-day like festival, and your parents come and they see what you've been working on, whatever. So we are at auditions at placements, and I'm walking into one, and they're asking me like, what do I do for fun? Like, what do I do besides theater? And one of my friends is standing in the room. He's not one of my friends yet. He will be. He's in the room, like, because he's on deck. And so he's, like, watching me. And I was like, oh, scrapbooking. And they were like, oh, cool. Okay. All right. And I was like, yep. And I leave. And I was like, what the fuck did I just say that? Because I was like, I mean, yeah, I've scrapbooked.
That's giving an SNL skit. Like, you can hear the internal monologue literally, of, like, someone saying.
Stupid.
Like, it's
stupid.
Like, exactly.
It should for be fun. Like, this is fun, right? Right? Aren't we having fun?
It should be, like, people at, like, a work holiday party and, like, someone, like,
share
the
your
one
fun
worker who's not really good at making small talk. And
yeah.
Like, walking around the room and someone
finally
talks to
them. It's like
that
girl in Pitch Perfect who's like, I ate my twin in the womb, but she talks too quiet. Yeah. No one can hear her. It's like that. But I was just, like, scrapbooking. And then, like, walked out. And they kind of, like, gave this chuckle. Like, they didn't really, like, believe me. But they were like, okay. And I
left.
They took
one look at Caroline and they said,
I'm calling your bluff. But, I mean, I had scrapbooks. Like, Mom was always really into scrapbooking. So, I would try. I would get, like, 2 pages and I would go hard. And then I would lose steam. So, like, it wasn't, like, a complete and total lie. Like, I'd done it before. But to say that was, like, what I do in my free time is insane. Like, that's
but
not
it is
even
a hard
remotely.
That's a hard question for teenagers, I feel like, in theater, because like,
don't you want me to say this
thing.
Yeah, I'm like, well, when you're doing it like some of us are doing it, it's
no, but
it's,
you know what
really
I mean,
not,
it's like,
but
it would, yeah. It's like that and like sports, like these are
well,
the things
I'm like, don't you want me to
time.
Say that, like, that this is
yeah.
what I do, like,
because yeah. like school's your job and this is your
right.
hobby.
Right.
In
so anyway,
high school.
so anyway some of us were getting paid for theater in high school, so I'm kidding. So I get cast in this piece, which is like a shock, and so does the guy who was in there with me. And he comes up to me like a couple days into rehearsal. He's like, hey, I just want to ask you a question, like, how full of bullshit are you when you say that you like to scrapbook in your free time? And I was like, what? And he was like, I was in there, I heard you say that. You don't look like you scrapbook a day in your life. He was just like, I knew the second it came out of your mouth, it was bullshit. And I think they knew it too. And I think that's why you're here. I was like, somehow I think you're right. I do. And so we would laugh about this all the time. I ended up going to my callback for the University of Oklahoma, and he took me to a party, which was the worst party. Sorry, guy. It was the worst party I've ever been to. Literally in this house in Oklahoma, and everyone was doing a slam poetry reading. Like, they were writing poetry at the party, and it was a bring your own coffee mug. And they like had a big thermos of coffee, and people were drinking coffee and like writing and then going up to a microphone and like perform. And that was the party.
That is Aria's wet dream.
That was the party I was taken to like sell me on the University of Oklahoma. And I was like, Mom, pick me
and
up.
Guess what?
Pick
and
me up. There's no alcohol here.
For a while, you still were like, all right, it's the University
Mom,
of Oklahoma.
No one's partying. No, it was not Oklahoma. I wasn't that interested in that school. But they do make you go there, which is annoying. If you get a callback for the University of Oklahoma's musical theater program, they make you go. You can't, like, that's crazy. A lot of schools don't do that. It's Oklahoma. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Mm. Anyway, sorry if you live in Oklahoma, But the piece, just so you all know, is called Dear Justin. And the premise of it was the creators of this piece went to Justin Bieber's website, like his fan website, and they found just like the forum of people talking about how much they love Justin Bieber. And it's like all these like, you know, 13-year-old girls writing like, I love Justin Bieber, and like crazy, like he means everything to me, whatever. So we went through like pages and pages and pages and pages of these like notes from girls talking about how much they love him. And we're going like a table read. We're just reading them. But it, our instruction was to read it exactly as written. So if there's a typo, you read it like that. If there are a million E's at the end of love, you read it like that. If there's crazy like punctuation, you figure out what you want to do, but like read it the way it is written. And we created a show, like a 7-minute piece where we chose the best ones. We all chose like the ones we liked the best. And we strung them together and we just had 4 black boxes on the stage. Some of us were sitting, some of us were sitting on the floor, and we would stand up and we would, hi, Justin Bieber, I love you. And we would do whatever the like fan mail was and whatever. And then we'd immediately sit down. Another person would immediately stand up and do theirs. And everyone just did like, it was 7 minutes long of just that. And I know that doesn't sound maybe entertaining to you. It was like the piece everyone wanted to be in. Everyone was like, oh, you're in Dear Justin. Like, I mean, you can imagine the things people were saying to this person. Like, and this was, yeah. I was like a sophomore in high school. So it was around that time, One Less Lonely Girl era. Like, what a great idea though for.
It is.
A devised piece. And then to see that now they're doing it for commercials. I think it's genius. Like, have Adam Driver read something that I can tell he did not write. I love it. It really works. Keep doing it. Yeah. Keep it up, guys.
Love it. Well, we are really happy with the industry, the commercial industry right now.
Yeah, we
really happy
are.
With the work they're putting out.
Should we quickly talk about Vanderpump and the reckoning that happened last week? Happy Thanksgiving. Jesus Christ.
Well, we do have, it's nice to be thankful for the last 12 years of television they gifted us.
It
is. However long it's been.
Can you,
I think I'm ready for it. I think I'm ready for it.
I think so too. I think ultimately it's the right choice. However, can you imagine those phone calls? Like, oh my gosh. Want you to just imagine being James Kennedy, DJ James Kennedy, picking up the phone, hearing that he just bought that house and he now.
And I'm a little bit like, Lala, I hope you're fucking happy. Like,
that's how I feel
too.
You
were so worried about your job security that you threw Ariana under the bus for no reason. Yep. And now
turns out you had
the arc that you created on the show. Oh, you gave us the ending of the finale. You gave us the ending of the show too. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, you ended it.
You ruined the show.
You ruined it.
You and Sheena.
And you don't care because you're just gonna walk on down to the valley with Schwartz and Sheena.
And I don't think it's gonna work. And I don't think they're gonna work on that show. I just don't. They're not really in that friend group. Other than, I mean, I can see Schwartz and Sheena working, but Lala's not
really in
that friend
group. I don't know.
Schwartz
is who I kind of can't see working because he doesn't have any kids. He's a child. It's not even the kids thing.
But
it's
Kristen didn't have kids either, you know?
Yeah, but now she does. And she wanted kids and she was like settled down. Like she was fitting into the family thing. Tom Schwartz does not, you know? So I feel like the valley is like
friend,
where you go once you settle down vibes.
But friend dynamic wise, I think it works more, especially because Lala wasn't Watch What Happens and she was like, I'm not really friends with those people. And it's like, okay, well then I don't want to see you on the show.
No.
I want to see you be friends with someone like you were with James for however long that was.
Maybe you just, you're done on this.
You're done.
Circuit
you're
for
done.
A second. Like,
and I just,
I don't know.
I think the misreading of the audience from Sheena and Lala, like we wanted to see the girls band together and
yeah.
band against those Toms.
I know.
And they just like fucked it up because their egos got in the way and then they ruined their careers.
I just think it's insane that they were like, I mean, I just think it's so crazy that in the Bravo room, they're like, all right, let's wipe it. Wipe the slate. Let's get rid of every single one of them.
I think they need
cancel the show, replace them. Like that is actually crazy. And I do feel a little bit like I wrote on our story that the three of them going to the valley is like when Tom in 13 going on 30 is like, oh, do you want to be the pot or the kettle today? When she's taking all of Poise's secrets and going to the rival mag. I'm like, that's what Lala and Sheena and Tom are doing. Sorry. Do you think Sandoval knew Schwartz was going and didn't invite him?
Oof. I don't know. But if I'm Schwartz, I'm like, Tom, we're done, buddy. Your affair
especially
is ruined
after
everything
Schwartz and
in
Sandy's.
My life.
I mean,
like
everything
I
in
my
his
marriage.
His marriage, his finances, his business, his reputation. I mean, everything ruined.
Tom has ruined him. And I just don't understand how he's still so fiercely loyal to him.
It's
but
sad, honestly.
I do, as far as the pivot for the show, I hope they learn from when they brought those people on, like Dana and all of them, because they were hired at Sur so they could be on the show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I want the waiters that are already there and have been building their own drama with each other. Like, that's what I want.
Because
I don't want people that want to be on Vanderpump Rules. I want people who have been working at Sur.
And Vanderpump Rules started out as people who were just working a job to make ends meet while they tried to do what they are doing now. So technically, if we're talking about the plot and the arc of the show, they have reached the end of it. You know, they're household names, they're famous. That was the goal. Ariana, you're doing your dream, which you always dreamt you would be doing. So technically,
And she is the one who's like, guys, everybody else in the cast, like, take a page out of Ariana's book. Like, she did what she wanted to do.
And
she's content with it now.
Make a life for yourself outside of this. But the thing is, we all know that a restaurant, food and bev industry, they have enough drama to keep the lights on for years to come. And honestly, I'm like, I was loving Vanderpump Villa. Let's get some more people like that. We're going to get another season of that. But let's just get more of these people who are fucking tired, who are partying every night, who are hooking up with each other, who have nothing. And who want everything. Give me those people on screen and I will see a great show. I don't need existing storylines. But the thing is, I'm just so worried they're going to fuck it up. I'm just worried this is actually going to be the last season, which would be a bummer because they kind of just did that with Vanderpump Villa. You know, like that's kind of.
But it wasn't Bravo.
True. That's true. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm definitely hopeful. Yeah. I also just wanted to, before we get into our rotation. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I trust them. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt and which I trust them.
I think that's smart. I also want to say I had expressed some concerns over Real Housewives of Salt Lake and the way that they were showing Robert Jr., Mary Cosby's son. And
I did not finish that episode.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure you
know
what
happens.
We can
talk a little bit about it.
But I just do want to say that what I have seen is that he's now in a rehab facility. He's gotten help and gotten treatment. And I think that if you haven't watched last week's episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake, it ends with Mary and Robert Jr. having a really powerful discussion about addiction and drug use and kind of how it starts and where it's gone from there. And it really, I think Mary, like, it's a great scene for Mary. I mean, she really, the compassion that she shows, the way that she just, like, she's like, I love you. I'm not going to judge you. Just let's talk. Like, I need to know what's going on. I love you. She says to him, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Like,
oh, my
gosh. I mean, it's really, and he's crying, and he just completely tells her everything. And what you can see is that there is a level of trust between them where, like,
and also when you open that level of communication up between you and someone else and making Robert, especially for, I feel like, a boy his age, like making that space feel safe enough that he could just completely.
Yes. And with all these,
and it's like, I feel like a lot of the times in a lot of lives, like when those problems are around, it's easy to be like, I don't want to talk about it. And then that makes the person struggling feel like, well, I shouldn't talk about it. And if I just keep this to myself, it's no one else's problem and I can figure it out. And for Mary to open up like the floodgates in a way, for Robert to just like.
I also feel like we see a lot on the Real Housewives franchise and Bravo of these people who have really deep, dark secrets, things they're struggling with that they do try to keep away from the cameras as much as they can. And then when it does come out and it's not on their own terms and it's really ugly and, you know, you have this opportunity to like have an important conversation on a really big platform where maybe it could help other people and you didn't. And I know that's your choice and your agency. But if you're going to open your life up like that, we've just seen it happen so many times that way. So to see them put it all out there for us and have that conversation, I just think it was very powerful. I think a lot of people are really going to relate to both sides, Mary and Robert Jr. And I just want you all to know that if you're struggling with substance abuse, like, you are so important on this earth. And if you, you know, need help, don't be afraid to ask for that help, because it's scary, but getting that help is worth it. And you can rebuild whatever you need to rebuild when you are okay and better. But you don't have to live like this. Nobody who loves you wants you to, like, suffer mm-hmm. in silence. Anyway, I just think it was a really, really incredible scene. I think it was really brave of them to show it. And after my concerns this season, I think this was the right way for them to kind of, if they hadn't done this scene, I would have had such a problem with the way that they've been showing him. But it seems mm-hmm. like they were setting it up for this really powerful storyline. And, you know, so I think it's a great storyline. Okay, rotations. You're up first. Dream.
I'm going to say the chicken wrap that I had for lunch today from...
Where from?
Woody's and Wild Dunes.
I don't think I've been there. Phoebe is in shock that I've never been to Woody's and Wild Dunes. Can't believe it.
No, it's over by the tennis courts.
Okay.
It's like where that breakfast shop used to be.
And tug it up. And like, tug it yeah. up. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And looked all right in the pictures. God, I love that album.
That's the only acceptable way to sing it, is like with that
and
energy.
Looked all right in the pictures. Yeah. Baby, be the class clown. Yeah, I mean, that is the only way to do it. And I love it.
It's so good.
That is the album of seasonal depression, just so you all know.
It's so good. And like end of summer. End yeah. of summer in high school. It was so good. It was like these wonderful chicken tenders with shredded romaine and heirloom tomatoes. And
love an heirloom tomato.
Buffalo and Caesar in it. It was so fire. It was so good.
Did you design it, or is this on their menu?
You can get it with buffalo or Caesar. And I said, put them both in.
Jesus, that is insane. That is the craziest thing I've heard all day. Okay.
Next is the coat that I bought. And last is... I didn't think about this. Wait, I did write something down. I did write something down. I just completely forgot. Just give me 1 second. Oh my gosh, my phone's on 6%.
That's welcome crazy. To my life.
Oh. Lady Gaga's performance of Venus with the Muppets.
Wow. Don't you know my answer, Venus?
She literally says that.
Really?
And, like, it's not even like it's like, yes. And I do think, I just want to say, celebrities, you have the Muppets at your disposal.
Well, that's what I'm learning.
Why aren't we working with the Muppets more? And also,
who knew the Muppets were cool?
I know I've only ever been to Hollywood Studios once. I've only ever gotten to go to the Muppet part of Hollywood Studios once in my life. But when I found out that Muppet Vision, whatever the thing is you go into the theater to watch with the Muppets in Hollywood Studios, the thing that they're taking down to put the Monsters, Inc. stuff in, which obviously I'm excited about.
Yeah,
but
I
found
careful.
Out that that was the last thing Jim Henson ever worked on.
Mm.
And they're going to take it down.
Out with the old, that in with feels, the new.
That feels inappropriate to me.
Okay. Well, write a letter like Ariana did. Remember Ariana's letter at the Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Maybe you should try it.
I just...
Follow her formatting.
But I'm not Ariana Grande.
What? Phoebe, you're the co-host of the Pretty Little Podcast, okay? You have way more power than you think. Yeah, I think the Monsters, Inc. stuff's going to be cool. But here's the thing. I didn't realize the Muppets were cool. And I didn't realize Elmo, like, was a fucking laugh riot. And now
well,
I know.
Well, let's just be clear. Just so Ryan doesn't have your head, Elmo's not a Muppet.
Oh. Okay.
The Muppets are their own. It's all Jim Henson.
Okay.
But the Muppets are its own thing. Oh. Elmo is not a Muppet. Neither is Big Bird. Neither is Oscar.
Huh. Kermit?
The Muppets are like Kermit, Miss Piggy, Animal.
Oh, why did I for some reason think they were like in the same world?
Well, they might cross over. I don't know enough about the lore, but they are different.
Okay. Well, all right. Is that your rotation?
Yeah.
All right. My rotation is Nightmare. And boy, is it. Okay. First up, first up on my Nightmare rotation, we got Steam Heat. Just kidding. The Inconsiderates.
You know I love that song.
The Inconsiderates of the World. I saw this man, and this didn't even affect me. This did not affect me at all, but it pissed me off for whoever it was going to affect. This man, the Gecko, packed. Okay. Every single little gas station spot is occupied, and every parking spot is occupied except one. Now, this man, tell me why this man stands outside of his driver door. So he is basically in the one available parking spot in the parking lot. Okay, smoking a cigarette. What? Do it at home. Drive home and do it. First of all, you shouldn't be smoking a cigarette at a gas station. Ever heard of safety? Ever heard of fire safety?
That is pretty dangerous.
Ever heard of that's flammable? But second of all,
have you ever heard of that episode of Glee?
Ever?
When the piano is absolutely doused in gasoline and Quim Fabrey's in her bad girl era and she flicks a cigarette and an explosion happens at the
obviously
school?
Obviously, this man had never seen that. And obviously, this man didn't have George O'Connell as his mother because she would have told him. She would have made sure he knew. I didn't smoke cigarettes as a kid, but mom sure let me know, I better not, if I was ever pumping gas. So he's just like out willy-nilly, and he's standing in the middle. Like, not only are you killing everyone here with secondhand smoke and putting everyone's life at risk, what if this place blows, you're blocking the only other parking space? Seriously, what if someone's in a hurry? It's 3:30. You know?
Like a space, like a parking space to get gas or a parking space at the gas station?
Parking space at the gas station. Mm. And they were all taken except for this one. And he's just standing in the middle of it, smoking a cigarette. You're rude. Okay, that pisses me off. The people who, when you like let them in front of you, they don't wave at you in the car. Are you kidding?
No, yeah, we've talked about that.
Are you kidding me? The people who, when I'm backing out of my driveway, you purposely pull up so that you block me in completely and then you're at a stoplight? When you could have just waited a little bit to let me out, you saw my reverse lights were on? Are you fucking kidding? When I hold the door for you, don't say thank you? Are you serious? Just so sick of rude people.
No, that's crazy.
The Inconsiderates of the World. That's what I'm not cool with. So that's first.
Absolutely.
Second is headaches for busy people. Why can't we give headaches to the people who don't have a lot going on? Well, you're gonna.
That
I'm like, I've got
the
so
title
much.
Up.
I've got
that's
so much on my plate.
Up.
I have so much on my plate. I have to drink like 600 milligrams of caffeine. Phoebe, shut up. I know it's more than I'm supposed to. I have to drink that much caffeine to get my shit done. And you're going to give me a headache? You're going to reward me at the end of the day for doing three jobs with a headache? Okay. So that's that. And then the very last thing is seasonal affective disorder. Because usually it's more of like a post-holiday thing for moi. Like it starts up, you know, I will be ordering a lamp today. A little lamp because these days have been the darkest, literally and figuratively. They are
so like,
dark
like
outside.
It's like pitch black outside already.
I'm not kidding. It's Phoebe, it's pitch. I'm going to like cry talking about it. It's pitch black. It is so cold. And I am like, I just can't even explain this overwhelming feeling of gloom and doom that occupies my body right now. And I'm working against it. But oh my God, it's coming for me. So if you're experiencing that, if you're like, why am I feeling this sudden onset of doom and gloom? I'll tell you, it's seasonal affective disorder. It affects like almost everyone, but I'm not gonna go through it alone this year. I mean, of course I'm medicated, but I will also be adding a light into the mix. So we'll see how that goes. But if anyone has any tips, I'd love to hear them because I'm in the trenches is what it feels like. And I'm just gonna keep it real with everyone now. So, you know. All right. Well, that's it from me. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. Maybe just had a rock on hands when she said no. Okay. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Please, please, please follow us on Instagram at The Pretty Little Podcast. The Owen Podcast is a zero. Leave us a 5-star review and listen on Thursday to our recap of season 6, episode 4, Pretty Little Liars. We love you. We'll see you next week. And sploot.
I'm walking here. Did you say sploot?
I said sploot.